In response to lower demand for new cars and trucks, General Motors announced yesterday it will shut down 8 of its North American assembly plants next week. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports.
The week-long closures will force the temporary layoffs of more than 21,000 workers. The plants are in Kansas, Delaware, Michigan, New Jersey, Louisiana, Missouri, Georgia, and Quebec. Most workers will receive some pay during the unexpected time off. News of the furloughs comes just a day after General Motors reported dismal sales figures for the month of December. The company sold 338,000 cars and trucks last month, down 18% from December 1999. GM's light truck sales, which has been very profitable for the automaker over the past few years, fell 20% last month. GM officials say the plant closures will help the company cut its first quarter production by 14%. Throughout much of the year, GM and other automakers have been forced to give customers large financial incentives to keep sales moving. General Motors isn't the only automaker that spent last year offering huge incentives and has now decided to shut plants temporarily. Daimler Chrysler announced earlier this week that it's idling several facilities in January. Last month, Ford cut its first quarter production estimates for the second time because of slower sales. While the plant closures are a sign that the automakers are having trouble moving more cars and trucks off dealership lots, industry analyst John McElroy says the furloughs come at a good time.
While we don't like it, it's actually a good thing for the industry to do this. They're getting real about what people are buying. They're not trying to overbuild. They're trying to really meet what the market demand is. There's going to be short-term pain for that, but in the long run, a year or two down the line, we're going to see these companies emerge better for it.
General Motors says it will close 3 plants the weeks of January 15th and 22nd, and 4 plants the week of January 29th. The automaker will consider within a few weeks whether to revise its production schedule again. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.